time and a space for children and youth. Today we will celebrate a year of Sunday school, rejoice in the gift of family relations, and remember that we are part of a web of relationships that begins here with our church family and spreads around the world to include all of creation. As we stand and greet one another, may our gaze be oriented towards God, who created each one of us with love, care, and tenderness, and may that gentleness be passed along. Please rise and greet those around you, remaining standing for the call to worship. All right, if you want to make your way back to your seats, this is lovely, hearing so much conversation in the foyer this morning and then in here as well. It's good to hear chatter and laughter. The call to worship this morning, Lexa will lead us in, and it is adapted from Mary Oliver's poem, Wild Geese.
O God, you do not ask us to be without flaw, to walk on our knees 100 miles through the desert, repenting. You carry our despair and give us strength to carry one another's. God, you move the sun and the clear pebbles of the rain across the landscapes. You move the wild geese high in the clear blue air, home again. You fill us with grace beyond our imagination, calling to us the wild geese, sometimes harsh, always exciting, over and over announcing our place in the family of things.
And if you could remain standing.
Phil and I didn't rehearse that. And Mackenzie reminded me that if you know the actions from when you were at camp, and yes, you were all at camp at one point, you can do the actions for this song. And the others that we're doing later as well.
Declare my joys to the nations. I will shout for joy in the congregation. I will worship God, worship God. All my days, those who love the Lord are satisfied. Those who trust in God are justified. I will serve my God, serve my God. My soul, I will not be shaken, I will not be moved, I will not be shaken, I will declare my joys to the nations, I will shout for joy in the congregation, I will worship God, worship God.
If you want to sit.
Children's time today, the children are actually going to tell the rest of the congregation a story. And the story they are going to tell is a very special story because it's a part of their own stories. In Sunday school and in Wednesday night, the kids have been working on drawing pictures of their families, and they've been drawing them on puzzle pieces to represent that they are a piece of the larger puzzle. And those will then be displayed at some point on the art wall. And some of the youth in Wednesday did the same with their families, but they also wrote a word instead of drawing pictures. And they did this with words that describe their families, but also their relationship with nature, because we are focusing on creation, and that will come out more in the message. So this morning we'll start with the primaries. They'll take their pictures to their families, who will read the message, and then go up in age from there.
I love when Mommy and Daddy make me laugh.
Okay, Jacob says, I love my mom because she takes care of me.
Emily says, I love my family because they make me feel happy. I love my Oma because she plays outside with me. And this is from Jacob, who's not here today. I love my grandma when we babysit my cousin Sam. Oops.
It's confusing with two Jacobs in the Sunday school. All right. So you say, I love my grandma when we babysit my cousin Sam together.
So this is Summers, and she said, I love my mom because she plays with me.
This is Alice. It's from Alice, and she says, I love my dad because he plays hide and go seek with me.
Yeah, she's playing hide and seek now.
This is from Jennifer, and she said, I like playing ping pong with Opa. I love playing dolls with Daddy.
Okay, this is Sophia's. I love going to the movies with my family.
This is from Luca. I like my family because we play games like dice, car games, and hopscotch.
Samuel says, I love when my mom takes me out and it's just the two of us.
Bennett says, I love playing with my family.
Jeremy says, when my mom bakes banana chocolate chip muffins, that's joy. Love playing games, talking with my sister, and spending time with my family. Family, when we all play floor hockey outside together.
What makes me happy is when me and my family go camping.
Okay, this is laugh, and there's a bit of a graph going on here. It says, laugh. Dad jokes and teasing my sister. One more. I love my family because they take care of me.
So the junior and senior youth are going to stand up and turn around and face everyone. And there is some shyness about reading to their own family. So these are in random order. So you don't know whose family. I don't know whose family is who. I don't think they know whose family is who. But that's okay, because we're all the church together. So Keely will start us off.
I like wind because it's calming and cools me down in the summer. I also love it when it rustles through the leaves in autumn.
Her word was wind, by the way, just to clear that up. My word is mindfulness. Nature and family stuff. When I walk my dog, I get to see the seasons change, and it gives me a new perspective on the nature around me that I don't get to see when I stay inside and only go outside when I have to. This reminds me to be mindful of nature.
My word is green, and I like green because it is a good color.
My word is beautiful, and it says my relationship with nature is beautiful because nature is beautiful.
I have two words. One of them is birds, and it says birds are flowy and free. And then the other one is loving, because, like, yeah, family and love, you know.
I also have two words, indecisive. We are a lot of things, and we might change our minds. Okay. And forests. Forests are peaceful places and bring me happiness.
Okay, my word is loud. It says, my family is loud because we have a loud sense of humor that makes me laugh every day.
I have two words. The first one's punny. My family is punny because we share really bad dad jokes at the dinner table. And my second word is eccentric. My family can be weird, but which family isn't? The nice thing is we can be eccentric together.
My word is funny because we always have a great time and have a lot of laughs.
I'd just like to go through some of the announcements, and then we'll have some sharing time where you can, we'll have a roaming mic. Yes. So first of all, I'd just like to draw your attention to 1 and 2. Jacob Dick's family would like to thank Pastor Marv, Liana, and Peter Letkeman for the sermon and the beautiful music. And they'd also like to thank Anna Sawatsky for doing the custodial work afterwards and at the luncheon. And we have a thank you from Kim and Derek Hoban for keeping them in our prayers. They're very grateful for the support. The surgery went well, and there were some post-surgical complications, but thankfully this is not permanent, and things have started to resolve. And Helen Zacharias would also like to thank us for the prayer support, visits, cards, and calls after her hip replacement surgery. And just a note to the parents of the youth, there will be a brief meeting after the service today to go over information about this summer's youth gathering, Shake, Rattled by the Radical. So if any, we have a roaming mic with Lizzie.
Hi, this is Sarah, and I just want to thank Lizzie and the youth for having the opportunity to work with them with the youth borscht. It was really enjoyable, and I think everybody enjoyed it. So thanks again for the youth that I was able to work with you.
Good morning. Yes, Sarah, I think I told you, but that was, I think, one of the best borscht that we've had, and it was delicious. But I'd like to introduce a family that has come to worship here, I think. Well, anyway, the father, his name is Peter, and from Nigeria. He's been here 3 times, and he lives just down over there, so they've been coming here a little bit. And this is his daughter, Doria, and her son, Peter. And so, yeah, we hope that they will come to join us many times.
This announcement is actually from Adina Wall. As you know, this afternoon is a Bethania tea, and they always sell a lot of raffle tickets. And after my mom stopped selling tickets, and I know that she was very successful and what you would call, I guess more than, she could be pretty challenging. You had to buy the tickets from her. And Adina has taken that over, and she just wanted to tell you that she was able to hand over $1,000, and 500 of that came from this congregation for Bethania, and she is so grateful. Thank you so much for continuing to buy those tickets for Bethania.
Couple of things that I'd like to share with you. One's Alma Tom called me this morning and wanted me to share with you that she'd been reading in 2 Corinthians about Paul giving thanks to the congregations for praying for him. And she would like to thank all of you who have been praying for Vic this week. Vic had bypass surgery on Monday, turned into quadruple, I think. And he's doing well. He's probably coming home this afternoon. And so they're very grateful for your thoughts and prayers and concerns. It looks all right. Another thing that I felt like I wanted to talk to you about, because in a sermon a few Sundays ago, I talked about having attended that event at CMU that was in support of Bill 262, the bill that Parliament passed and that Senate was sitting on that would cause our laws to be aligned with the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. And while I am no expert on this, it just feels like our country really needs to move some way, somehow, to improve the relationship with our First Nations people. And this week, we got the news from Mennonite Church of Manitoba, sent it out, that the bill has been moved to committee, so that it's moved on to its next stage. And I personally think that's a good thing from the little knowledge that I have, and I think it's worth our prayers about, too.
Thank you, everyone, for sharing. And if you could remember to keep all of our church family members who are in hospital and recovering at home in your prayers, I'm sure that would be appreciated. Now, if you could please join me in prayer. God, we come before you today filled with gratitude, grateful for the gift of life so prominent in this morning, this time of year. As we see new life all around us, and the grass growing green and the flowers blooming, we celebrate the energy and aliveness that children bring to our congregation. We are grateful, O God, for the gift of families. Although we recognize that they are never perfect and some are deeply broken, we know that you hold fast to your promise of good creation and that this promise is lived out in the making of right relationships around us. Today we ask that you breathe life into each of our relationships. May your presence overcome harsh words that have been said or feelings that have been tamped down or ignored. We ask for laughter, love, and kindness to wash over our individual families, our church family, both within these walls and around the globe, and the family of your creation to which we all belong. In your name we pray. Amen.
Colossians 1, verse 15 to 23. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him all things in heaven and on earth were created, things visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or powers. All things have been created through him and for him. He himself is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he might come to have first place in everything. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him God was pleased to reconcile to himself of all things, whether on earth or in heaven, by making peace through the blood of his cross.
And first, who were once estranged and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his fleshly blood body through death, so as to present you holy and blameless and irreproachable before him, provided that you continue securely established and steadfast in the faith, without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven. I, Paul, became a servant of this gospel.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty.
Wrapped in light as with a garment, you stretch out the heavens like a tent.
You set the beams of your chambers on the waters. You make the clouds your chariot. You ride on the wings of the wind.
You make the wind your messengers, fire and flame your ministers.
You set the earth on its foundations, so that it shall never be shaken.
You cover it with the deep as with a garment. The waters stood above the mountains.
At your rebuke, they flee. At the sound of your thunder, they take to flight.
They rose up to the mountains, ran down to the valleys, to the place that you appointed for them.
You set a boundary that they may not pass, so that they might not again cover the earth.
You make springs gush forth in the valleys. They flow between the hills.
Giving drink to every wild animal, the wild donkeys quench their thirst.
By the streams, the birds of the air have their habitation. They sing among the branches.
From your lofty abode, you water the mountains. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of your work.
You cause the grass to grow for the cattle, and plants for people to use, to bring forth food from the earth.
And wine to gladden the human heart, oil to make the face shine, and bread to strengthen the human heart.
The trees of the Lord are watered abundantly, the cedars of Lebanon that he planted.
In them the birds build their nests. The stork has its home in the fir trees.
The high mountains are for the wild goats. The rocks are a refuge for the conies.
You have made the moon to mark the seasons. The sun knows its time for setting.
You make the darkness, and it is night, when all the animals of the forest come creeping out.
The young lions roar for their prey, seeking their food from God.
When the sun rises, they withdraw and lie down in their dens.
People go out to their work and to their labor until the evening.
O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide. Creeping things innumerable are there, living things both great and small.
There go the ships and the leviathan that you formed to sport in it.
These all look to you to give them their food in due season.
When you give to them, they gather it up. When you open your hand, they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are dismayed. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust.
When you send forth your spirit, they are created, and you renew the face of the ground.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in God's works.
Who looks on the earth and it trembles, who touches the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live.
I will sing praise to my God while I have being.
May my meditation be pleasing to God.
For I rejoice in the Lord.
Let all sinners be consumed from the earth, and let the wicked be no more. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord.
So this morning, Jeremy and Ivan read a New Testament reading of New Creation, and some of the youth read a Psalm of Creation. And today we are celebrating the creation of families, and we are celebrating the new creation, the idea of renewal and restoration of families that happens through Christ. However, we also recognize that we are part of the larger family of things. We are connected intimately to the world around us. Indeed, when reflecting upon this service a few days ago, I asked myself why I hadn't chosen the passage surrounding Genesis 3:19, which reads, "By the sweat of your face you shall eat bread until you return to the ground. For out of it you are taken, you are dust, and to dust you shall return." And Psalm 104 indicates that we come from the earth. And we need the land, the waters, and the sky, and the living things that God created. We are dependent on them, and for some reason, God thinks that they need us humans too. So the skit this morning, much like the scripture, focuses on creation and on new creation. It reminds us that we are a part of an interconnected web of relationships with one another and with the earth. As you listen, feel free to reflect on places and people that you love and remember that you belong to this bigger family of things. And the skit title is "Let There Be Light," and it was so.
Before the beginning, that is before the beginning,
of time,
of space,
of matter,
of you,
and of I,
God brooded over the waters.
God hovered over the face of nothingness, looking for something.
But all that stared back at God was nothing.
A mirror without reflection.
There was a loneliness, a feeling of solitude.
God was alone, without relationship.
For there was nothing to be in relationship with.
Something has to be done.
God thought aloud.
I must make something out of this nothingness.
And so God's imagination began to move.
It stirred.
And it whirled.
And it twirled.
It spun and impelled like a bright carousel.
It schemed wild dreams. Dreams of color.
Of shape.
Of texture and form.
And soon these thoughts of glory and wonder
could not be contained any longer.
And with a mighty gasp,
mightier than the world had ever known, God said,
"Let there be light." And it was so.
So it was.
It was so indeed. And quickly, many other things began to be so.
As God's imagination began in content,
thoughts became reality.
Dreams found a place in time and space.
Soon the great void of waters were gathered together.
And land of dirt and sand simply became.
This land began to put forth vegetation. Plants yielding seeds.
And fruit trees of every kind bearing fruit.
Varieties of every kind.
Proud oaks.
Crispy carrots.
Harsh cactuses.
And bold mangoes. Then living creatures began to appear.
In the sky overhead.
On the land beneath their feet.
And in the sea below. Eagles, zebras, and octopuses.
Parrots, horses, and turtles.
Doves, iguanas, and salmon.
Robins, squirrels, and sharks. Creation was filled with color and life.
And the silence of before ceased in the songs and voices of creation.
And then, the last of God's creation.
Humanity.
You. And I.
Young.
Old.
Of every age.
Different in size.
Shape.
Voice.
Color. And talent.
Each one very different.
Yet very much the same. God was no longer alone.
For in creation God had found a relationship.
Found a friendship that could never be broken.
Never.
And on the seventh day, God finished the work.
And resting on this seventh day,
God looked over creation and said,
"It is good." Many ages later,
God was again hovering, brooding,
yet this time over creation itself.
And as God moved amidst the world,
God's heart sank in seclusion.
God was again alone. Creation had turned its back on its creator.
Again, relationship did not exist.
Although this time, there was something to be in relationship with. Humanity no longer turned their heads heavenward,
but rather looked at themselves
and admired their own pride.
Pride sundered their relationship with God. It did not take God long
to get the urge to create again as he had done ages ago.
God would have to create something.
Relationship.
Out of nothing.
Out of strangers.
And so, with the burning desire to have relationship,
God's creativity began to burn brightly.
What could now be done to end this loneliness?
God's ancient imagination began to move.
It creaked and it cracked.
And soon it stirred.
And it whirled.
And it twirled.
It spun and impelled like a bright carousel.
It schemed wild dreams.
But these are not the dreams of old.
Not dreams of glory and majesty.
Of the greatness,
the grandeur,
the splendor,
and the brilliance were gone.
God's dreams were different.
Differenter than anyone had expected.
For these dreams were of humility,
of lowliness,
of meekness,
of modesty.
God realized this was the last hope to regain the relationships that were lost.
And so, holding their breath,
with brazen hands, the angels heard God cry with one last gasp,
"Let there be light." And it was so.
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying,
"I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life."
As we go from here, may our faces point to God, our Creator and Restorer of right relationships. May we speak gentle words with fierce strength, hold those whom we love, and forgive as we are forgiven. As we stumble through this hurting and holy world, may we never forget our place in the family of things.
And I think we should thank the youth for a wonderful service. Thank you so much for the puzzles and for the Reader's Theater and the scripture reading. I think they did a wonderful job. And now if you could stand for the final song, please. Let's go.
I stand. Fire my soul. sing with.